You know, I stand up here and I give honor to God the Father, to God the Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and Guide, to Pastor Randy in his absence, to my lovely wife, and to all of you who make up this body of baptized believers. If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, starting at verse 46. And for all those that are able, will you stand on your feet? If you ought to stand for anything, it should be for the Word of God. Amen? Because see, the Word of God will hold you up. It can support you. It'll set you free. It'll make you walk in victory. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, starting at verse 46. And the Word of God reads, "And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he said, and he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou I should do unto thee?' The blind man said, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." You may be seated. I would like to share with you this morning from this message: Jesus can fix it. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God sent me here to tell somebody, whatever issue you're going through, Jesus can fix it. If you're sick, he's a healer. If you're down, he'll pick you up. If you're hungry, he's a provider. If you're mourning, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy cometh in the morning. Does anybody believe that here today? That Jesus can fix anything. I want to take you on a journey with me this morning. But before I go, I need to know if we are in agreement. Because the word says, except we agree, how can two walk together except they're in agreement? So in order for us to go on this journey, we have to agree that Jesus is Lord, that there's nothing too hard for God, that if God be for us, who can be against us? That greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. That we overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That yea, though I walk through the shadows of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. That the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. That yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That once I was young, but now I'm old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That we are more than conquerors through him that loves us." And if you believe that this morning, shout amen. Amen. Because the word of God says that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if we are in agreement, let's take that walk. We are headed down to Jericho. And I want to introduce you into a man named Bartimaeus. Verse 46 says, and when he heard, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. Now, the Bible does not tell us much about Bartimaeus. It does not tell us how old he was, nor does it tell us his ethnicity. Whether he was Jew or Gentile, was he rich or poor, married or single, big or small, tall or short, handsome like me, or homely like, well, not me, black or white, Republican or Democrat, the Bible just says, it doesn't say. I believe God in his infinite wisdom designed it that way, because the God that we serve is not a respecter of persons. God is not impressed with our bank accounts or the color of our skins. It does not matter to God whether you are young or old, rich or poor, conservative or liberal. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you grew up on, because man looks on the outward, but God looks at your heart. So whether you live in Buckhead or Bankhead, a big house or a little house, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a cashier, or a cook, the only thing that matters is, do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? And that after 3 days, he got up with all power, and that you have accepted him as your Lord and your Savior. And if you've done that, we're all the same in God's eyes. But there are a few things that the Bible does tell us about Bartimaeus. For one, he's a beggar, a panhandler, a hobo, a deadbeat, a vagabond, a bum that is sitting on the side of the road begging for money. Not only is he a beggar sitting on the side of the road, he's a blind beggar. The nerve of Bartimaeus sitting down all comfortable while we have to go to work for our money. Not only is he sitting down, he's also using his sickness, his disability, to induce some sympathy from us. Can you believe it? The nerve of some people using sickness as an excuse not to go to work, not to go to school, not to praise God, not to go to church, so they can sit around all day while we go to work. I believe there may be some people in here today that have some Bartimaeuses living in their house, but they disguise themselves by the name of grown children, sitting around playing video games all day while we go to work, and then have the nerve to ask for our money. It might be a brother, a grandchild, a spouse. The point is that they are sitting around, living free, eating free, begging for a handout. I had a friend whom I tried to help that had a similar situation. He said he had a sickness and he couldn't work. So I took him in and I tried to help him. And he would watch me get up and go to work every morning while he rolled over and watched as the world turns in the afternoon. The Price is Right, The Young and the Restless, ate my cereal, ate my lunch meat, and everything he could. Well, one day he made the mistake of eating the last bit of ice cream in the freezer while he was watching General Hospital. So I asked him, I said, man, you look kind of healthy. What is this sickness that keeps you from working? He said to me, I don't get along well with people. So after my head spun around two times, I told him, I get it. Your sickness is that you don't get along well with people. And he said, yeah, that's correct. So I politely told him, there's a cure for that, and it's called hunger. Because if a man don't work, he don't need to eat. And after you missed a few meals, I'm almost certain your relationship with people will get better. And I told him that Jesus could fix it. But unlike these modern day Bartimaeuses, if we look at the text, I believe that this Bartimaeus wanted to be delivered. I believe he wanted to be set free. I believe he wanted his situation to change. Although he had been a blind beggar for a long time, he wanted a breakthrough. He wanted a blessing. He wanted a change. Anybody been in a situation for a long time and is ready for a change? Been battling the sickness for a long time, depression for a long time, loneliness for a long time, anxiety, nerves, fear, frustration, drugs, self-esteem, whatever it is, weight. I came to tell you that Jesus can fix it. If you can have it, Jesus can fix it. I think we can learn a few things from blind Bartimaeus. If we look at verse 47, and it said, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The first thing I think we can learn from Bartimaeus is that although he was blind, he could hear. Regardless of what you're going through, physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, if you have an ear to hear, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You might be challenged in one area of your life, but don't give up. Don't let that situation stop you. So what, you don't have a car? Marta's running. So what if you didn't finish high school? You can get a GED. Sure, your dad wasn't there, but you ought to thank God for a strong mother. Thank God for godly grandparents. Yes, you were adopted, but we all adopted. Because what Jesus did on the cross, we have been adopted into the family of God. But the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All you need is a word from the Lord. You tell that old devil Jesus can fix it. I heard a word today. If you have an ear to hear what thus said the Lord, you are beautiful and wonderfully made. You are not dumb. You are not stupid. You are not ugly. You are not a mistake. You should not have been aborted, because God said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. That I have said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So start walking in your victory today. Know that God loves you unconditionally. If Bartimaeus, blind though he was, if he could hear that Jesus was coming, that meant some people were talking about Jesus. People of God, you need to start opening your mouth. There's some Bartimaeuses need to hear about Jesus. There's some people that are bound up that need to hear that Jesus can fix it. Stop talking about politics and sports and the government. Start talking about Jesus. I believe there's a Bartimaeus close to you who needs to hear about how God saves, how God sets free, how God delivers, how God worships. Start talking about Jesus. Start talking about Jesus. Start talking about Jesus. The next thing we can learn from Bartimaeus is that sometimes you might have to cry out. I know there are people who believe that it doesn't take all that shouting and praising and running all over the church because we are too dignified for that. Or that's not the way we do it. We are more conservative in our worship. Well, I came to tell somebody, if you're going to get something you never had, you might have to do something you've never done. We might have one of those wigs in the water moments that Babby talked about. If you're going to get your breakthrough, you might have to get ugly up in here. I know some of you women spend a lot of time with your makeup on, but I came to tell you, if you get sick enough, if you get hungry enough, broke enough, desperate enough, lonely enough, you might have to shake off that wig and let that mascara run down your face and start praising God until your breakthrough comes. You need to cry out, Jesus, have mercy on me. I know the world says real men don't cry, but the devil is a liar. If I have to cry out to save my child, to feed my family, to break this addiction, well, all I can say is, excuse me, neighbor. I don't usually act like this, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. If I have to cry out to God, Jesus, have mercy on me. If I have to shout, you better move your feet. If I have to dance, I'm going to dance, even if it means bringing the funky chicken back up in this house. But when you cry out, make sure you call his name. Make sure you use the name of Jesus, because Jesus can fix it. Jesus, have mercy on me. Then, after you've heard the word and you start crying out, then you have to be careful, because verse 48 says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you something. Watch out for people who are trying to shut you up. You see, everybody's not going to be happy about you getting your breakthrough. They tell you to be quiet or they move away. But I came to tell you, don't let anybody stop you from getting to your blessing. Don't let those haters tell you I can't get to Jesus, because you don't know my story or where I've been. You weren't there when I cried myself to sleep. Or how I worried about how I was going to feed my family. You weren't there when I walked the streets not knowing where to lay my head. You weren't there. So what I'm saying is, be persistent. Don't let anybody block you from your blessing. If you have to push somebody down, Lord, forgive me, but I got to get to Jesus. Don't listen to them haters and naysayers, because Bartimaeus is tired of being tired. You need to cry out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. And I came to tell you, if you start crying on his name, he'll show up, because we serve on-time God. You might need to cry out to him, Jesus, my child has lost his mind. Jesus, my marriage is on the rocks. Jesus, I don't have no money in my bank account. Jesus, I'm about to lose my house. Jesus, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Have mercy on me, Lord. I need you at a time such as this. And I came to tell you, Jesus will stop if you call his name. If you start worshiping him, if you start praising him, if you start believing in him, he'll come and see about you. Jesus will come and see about you. But once you fought through the crowd, pushed past those naysayers, when you get to Jesus, be specific at what you want. You know, I understand that sometimes people have those general prayers, Lord, however you want to bless me, bless me. But if you need food, I think you ought to just ask for food. If you need a job, you should just ask the Lord for a job. If you need a healing, you ought to just ask the Lord, Lord, I need you to heal me. If you need mercy, you need to ask for mercy. If you need salvation, then you need to repent while there's still time. If you are blind, ask him for sight, because I once was blind, but now I can see. Was lost, but now I'm found. What are you standing in need of today? What is your issue? What can Jesus do for you? Because I came to tell you, he can't fix it. Do you need salvation? Jesus can fix it. Is your marriage on the rocks? Jesus can fix it. Do you need food on your table? A job? A healing in your body? Jesus can fix it. A new attitude? A closer walk with the Master? Jesus can fix it. Open your mouth and cry, Jesus, have mercy on me. Do it for your children then. Do it for your grandchildren, your parents, your siblings, your brothers, your sisters. I don't care how long you've been in this situation. Stop sitting around. Take matters in your own hand. Stop waiting for a handout. Cry out to Jesus. Don't let people stop you from getting to Jesus. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they see. If you need the Lord, then you step out on faith. You get to Jesus at all cost. And when you get to Jesus, you tell him what you want. And I believe in my heart of hearts that he'll set you free. He'll love you unconditionally. He'll be a friend that stick closer than a brother. I don't know what you need today, but I do know that Jesus is the answer. I don't know what tomorrow brings for you, but I know the one that brings tomorrow. We need to stop worrying about our tomorrows and start living in our right nows, because tomorrow is not promised to us. We live a life like the law owes us something, that we're guaranteed to work up tomorrow. But I have one question. If you died tonight, are you assured you'll make it into heaven? Have you fixed it with Jesus? Have you assured yourself that heaven is your home, that you're going there? Because when it's all said and done, when all the smoke clears and all the people are gone, no more money, no more houses, the only thing that's going to matter is, do you have it right with Jesus? Do you? Do you have it right? If he came back right now, will you go back with him? The Bible says that judgment will start in the house of God first. So I'm asking, I'm compelling, I'm pleading. Jesus can fix you. But you gotta want it. You gotta push past all those people who are looking at you now, but you know you don't have it right. Don't worry about what they think, because they're not gonna be there when Jesus comes back. It's gonna be you and him. And there won't be no excuses then. You won't be able to say, well, Lord, I was gonna go, but they were looking at me. They told me there was tomorrow, but I came to tell you, Jesus can fix it right now. If you believe it, say amen, somebody. The doors of the church are open. Whether you come by Christian experience or a candidate for baptism, will you come to Jesus? Maybe you just need to come and pray and ask the Lord to fix the issues that you have. Maybe you just want to come and rededicate your life to the Lord and say, Lord, I haven't been living like I should have been, but but I want you to come into my life right now. I want you to fix my situation right now. Lord, I know I need salvation today. If you're not sure that you are saved, you can be sure right now. So I offer Christ to you. I offer Christ to you today. Fix it with Jesus while there's still time. Have you been watching the news? It looks like Matthew 24 is carrying itself out. Have you been watching the news? Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wars and rumors of wars. We're close. Do you need Christ today? If you need him, you can come down.
Thank you for listening to the preaching ministry at Liberty Baptist Church. We trust the Lord will show his mercy and grace to you. At Liberty, we believe everyone counts. Our motto is one church, all people. If there is a need in your life that we can meet, please contact us soon. Perhaps you need prayer for a personal matter. We'll be glad to pray for you. Maybe you need spiritual counsel. We have trained staff to help you. Perhaps you're looking for a friendly church that bases its teaching and practice on the Bible. Then consider us your home church. You can contact us by phone at 770-461-5644. You may wish to learn more about the ministry of Liberty Baptist Church from our website. It is www.lbcfayette.org. May God greatly bless you, and thanks again for your interest in the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ.